Welcome to Podcast Guesting for Profit, where we bring you the secrets behind what it actually takes to be successful as a podcast guest without being sleazy or salesy. I'm your host, Christine McAllister.
And I'm your co-host, Nicole Janton. Together, we're sharing the tips and strategies that we and our clients have used to generate seven figures from podcast guesting so that you can tap into the true power of podcast interviews.
Whether you're an entrepreneur who wants to grow your business, a podcaster who wants to grow your own show, or both, you're in the right place. Welcome to Podcast Guesting for Profit.
Hello, and welcome back to Podcast Guesting for Profit. I'm your co-host, Nicole, and today I'm hopping on to do a solo episode because Christine and I were talking last week and she did a solo episode sharing, you know, what's been going on behind the scenes in our business, lots of signs and synchronicities that have been coming up in her life. So if you haven't listened to that yet, I encourage you to go and give that a listen. But I wanted to hop on to do a solo episode so that you guys can get a chance to know me and my journey and what's brought me into this work of empowering people to be powerful podcast guests. So today I'm excited to share with you a little bit about my journey. I'm a bit closer to the beginnership when it comes to podcasting and podcast guesting. So if you're new, if you're looking to get booked on your first or your next podcast, then this episode is for you. Now, if you're tuning in again, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you. But if you're new here, please don't forget to follow or subscribe to this podcast wherever it is that you listen to podcasts, so that you don't miss out on any future tips around podcast guesting for your business growth, for client attraction, for all of those good things. So to dive in here, I mean, what first got me into podcasting to begin with was really just a love for podcasts. So even back when I was working a 9-to-5, I had an hour commute at the time, and I would spend every single hour, so the hour to and from work every day of the week, listening to podcasts. I loved it. It was a chance for me to learn from other people and from other people's experiences and stories. And I actually hired my first ever coach as well as entered my first ever online course after hearing about it on a podcast. So I already knew just how powerful podcasting was from my own experience. And I had this little dream in the corner of my mind of eventually starting my own podcast too. And podcasting is actually what got me interested in this world of entrepreneurship and creating more of an exponential impact than I was able to have at the time when I was working in a long-term care facility as a recreation therapist. And so when I first started getting into this world, I was supporting Christine as a sales expert inside of her business, where we really focused on organic client attraction, which has always been Christine's thing. How can we call in these ideal clients, these people who are meant to work with us in a way that's organic, not using all of these paid ads or maxing out our credit cards just to hopefully, you know, gain a client? So this was really exciting and expansive for me, and I loved listening to her podcast at the time too. And when we started to shift to focus more on podcast guesting specifically, I went from listening to 2 hours of podcasts a day to listening to probably 8+ hours of podcasts every single day. I was spending all day inside and outside, you know, researching these podcasts, listening to them, getting to know the hosts, what drove them to start a podcast, what made their podcast so successful, and all of these things. So listening to tons and tons of podcasts. And I had this inkling in my mind of, I want to start talking about my journey and what led me into getting into this entrepreneurial world, going after my ambitions when so much fear came up in my journey. And a lot of people were trying to tell me not to do that, holding me back from going after this dream that I wanted to accomplish. And so I started my own podcast called Anxious and Ambitious, which I still run to this day. It's a little bit of a passion project. I talk with lots of experts and other people who have experiences of anxiety along their ambitious journey. And it was so much fun, but I knew that I had to get into podcast guesting myself. Because whilst I love my podcast, as any podcaster knows, growing your own podcast, the growth can be slow at times. And when you want to get your mission and your story out to more people, podcast guesting is typically a more leveraged opportunity. and helping all these other people to be podcasts, pitching and booking them on the shows, I knew that it was my turn to shine. So I went out of my comfort zone. I reached out to a podcast host who was an online friend of mine at the time, asking to be a guest on her show for my very first podcast appearance. And it was scary even just reaching out to have that conversation. There was a lot of resistance. So even after this host sent me their calendar link to book through for the recording session on their podcast, it took me at least a month to actually book through, even after getting accepted to be a podcast guest. So this sort of outlines some of those fears and some of the resistance that can come up towards going onto the show. Now, this fear wasn't just around sharing my voice. I was quite used to speaking on podcasts at this point from running my own podcast, but I felt like I didn't have a lot of the stuff that people think that you need to have in order to be a good podcast guest. I didn't have a website. I didn't have super aligned social media content that was, you know, consistently promoting my business and my services. I didn't have a bio even. I didn't have a professional bio when I first went onto the show. I actually had to write one to be used to introduce me on that podcast. And to make things even deeper, I had a non-tangible offer. So outside of this work that I do with Christine and empowering people to be powerful, profitable podcast guests, I also do energy work and a form of hypnotherapy called Beyond Quantum Healing. And through this energetic work, it's quite non-tangible, I guess you could say. I'm not per se selling, you know, lose 10 pounds, for example. And a lot of the time people have resistance to selling these non-tangible offers or wonder how successful it might be, especially being sold on a platform like a podcast. And what I found was just profound. The impact that it had, I was not expecting at all. I was just hoping that people weren't going to reach out to me criticizing me for something that I had said, or that I wouldn't, you know, mess up and say something that I didn't even mean. But what happened was I ended up having people reaching out to me asking, how can I work with you? Really intent-driven, warm leads coming in who were excited to learn more about me and how it is that we could work together. I got on some sales calls and I ended up making multiple high ticket sales after my podcast appearance because of how I showed up in this strategy that I had embodied that Christine had been teaching me for so long. So even without a lot of these things in place, like having the website, having my proper pipeline system, I was still able to land high ticket clients as a result. And I was just amazed at this and so excited to be able to support more people who were aligned with me, aligned with my work in this way. Now, even beyond high ticket clients, the doors that podcast guesting has opened, I would have never guessed when I first started. And had I have known this at the time, I probably would have felt a lot more excitement and expansiveness as opposed to that fear and sort of contractiveness that I felt at the beginning. It's opened doors for me to be able to co-host not only with Christine, I've also been a co-host on other podcasts as well. I have gotten invited to be a guest on other shows and to speak in front of people's summits that, again, I wasn't even qualified to speak on. One summit comes to mind where I was invited because we had such a good connection and the requirement was to have multiple thousands of people on your email list. And I had zero, but this person still allowed me to come and speak in their summit because we had developed that deep relationship through this long form conversation that we had on a podcast. And I've even been able to meet some of my soul sisters and most aligned mentors through podcasting. As I mentioned before, I had hired my first ever coach, joined my first ever course from hearing about it on a podcast. But then when I got into podcast guesting myself, talking with these other people, it expanded my network in ways that I couldn't have imagined. And some of these hosts I have since hired as mentors myself, and they have majorly impacted my life. So the doors that podcast guesting has opened to me have been broad and expansive, and it's all just because I took that first step, which did take a lot of coaching, a lot of mentoring to get me out of my own comfort zone to actually share my voice and share my story. But I am so grateful I did. And so I share this with you because if there's any inkling in your mind that maybe I'm not ready or there's any fear coming up about who would listen to me or who am I to be a podcast guest, then I hope that my story can inspire you because the outcomes, the results, the opportunities, the possibilities that open up for you when you step into podcast guesting is unbelievable. So I hope that this inspires you to get out there and, you know, get on a podcast, even if it makes you feel a little bit nervous thinking about it. And I'd like to give you something so that you can really take this tangible next step, because I know how scary it can be. So we have a free resource for you. It outlines the exact 5 steps to help you book your first or your next podcast appearance. And you can grab that at www.lifewithpassion.com/5. That's lifewithpassion.com/5, either the number 5 or spelled out. Either way will work. And I'll also be sure to link that in the show notes for you so that you can go and grab that checklist and get booked on your first appearance. Start sharing your mission, your message, start calling in those aligned, ideal, clonable clients, and really just start making your message into a mission that's really impacting the world. I'm so excited for you, and I'd love to hear if hearing a little bit about my journey resonated with you or inspired you in any way. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week for another episode of Podcast Guesting for Profit.
Here's to living your life with passion.